إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين، فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the beginning of a new series for a new year. It is going to revolve our pulse of the heart of the Ummah, the blood that runs through its vein, and the life that it breathes. It could only be our youth, a step between a strength of both in the midst of weakness, or the opposite is true. Meaning, when the scholars say that the shabab, the youth, is the quwwa bayna da'fayn, it's a strength between the two weaknesses, meaning al-tufula wa shaykhuka. The strength of the ummah is the strength of the youth indeed, because it is the strength between two weaknesses of the childhood and the senile years, the seniors. May Allah bless them both. However, we have to understand that every nation that falls and rises because of its youth. And you will know that the wage of the war upon us right now, well, there are no planes hovering over your head, nor there are no tanks are invading your land, or no bombs are exploding anywhere. It is ghazwi fikri ala al-akhlaqi wal-fadila. It is indeed an intellectual invasion. So the social media and everything else that they do, it is summit. It is a silent invasion. Except of that that is upon the rituals, the righteousness, and the akhlaq, the character of the ummah. So they take away their identity. So you have to ask yourself a simple question. هل شباب اليوم مثل شباب الأمس؟ لا والله. A simple question do you have to ask yourself. Are the youth of today the same as the youth of yesterday? Not even close. I don't even have to give you examples, but you know exactly what this poor slave of Allah is talking about. But we will never despair. You understand now that wallahi, the Shaykh Abdullah Hafidhahullah, he's just told me so many parents are coming to his office, I'm losing my child. I'm losing the youth. Shaykh Hussam Hafidhahullah is starting a new series, and that's where this series stems from. Addressing the current issues. Wallahi, the Spurs of Allah had a new series in mind. But after you hear what you hear and see what you see, you have to address the current issues and what's going on right now. And why? Because of the shahawat and shubuhat, the double D, the doubts and desires. They throw it in your brain, and then you start asking yourself a question. How could Islam do this? How could Quran have that? How could a Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam accept it to do so and so? And you have to ask yourself a simple question. Why are you asking these questions? You want to know why? Because you are the product of today. A product of a society that was not the same 100 years ago. Nowadays, a woman can marry a woman. A man can marry a man. You've seen a man marry a donkey. A woman marrying a dog. They're okay with that. They're very okay with that. But you take that 100 years back, you think that's acceptable? Never. And you now put in today's Islam of what? The shabab that used to be graduating?
The shabab of the yesterday, of the best of the generations, according to hadith. The best of human beings. The best of people. The words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because they graduated from the school of Dar al-Arqam. Ibn al-Arqam. Not the Dar of Emily Post. How to have your pinky up. Posh posh. Oh my gosh. Osh gosh be gosh. How are they raised, dude? With tight pants or so loose that you put another brother next to you, man? Or so tight that you can't breathe, your voice changes, your haircut is different, everything is different. So don't tell me that they're the same. But before you ask the questions, we will have a series, by the way. This whole year, inshallah, لو كنا من أهل الدنيا, if we were among the living, we will address every Islamophobe, every doubts and desires, every reason that they use, and I'll tell you why they're making excuses. Wallahi, I'll tell you the reason, and we are at fault. How many of you brothers and how many times you hear this poor slave of Allah, make it easy for the shabab, make it easy for the youth, make it easy for your children to get married. But no. He has to finish his education first. She has to get your double PhD. And I'm telling you, wallahi, I want to be the most successful people. I want to be the highest level. But they ask you why are the Islamic whatever back home is so backwards. They don't have too many PhDs. No Nobel Prize winners. No piece of this and no piece of that. Is that the measuring stick of success, Ya Sheikh? Who are the best people that walked on the face of this earth? Our prophets and messengers. Can you please tell me which PhD they had? What a Nobel Prize they had? Is that the only thing that you have? A worldly affair? Something only a measuring stick that is measured here in the dunya? That is your happy and sad and what makes you and so on? What is your measuring stick? What is the true success? Well, let's go to the Quran. Who is the best winner? The one that won the 649? The one that has the Beamer top down, the bling bling, Johnny Versace or Giorgio Armani? A Swiss bank account, a private jet, a private yacht? No. A true winner according to our Creator. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازِ. Those who were protected from the hellfire and granted permission to enter heaven, that is the ultimate triumph. So don't tell me my avatar type is how big of a house I have, what kind of car I'm driving, how much I have in the bank, which is all good. قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَهَا الْعِبَادِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. Wallahi, we're not telling you it's haram. It's halal as long as it comes from halal sources and used from halal sources. But if that's your measuring stick, wallahi, you are so hopelessly naive. لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المآب. Don't be fooled. Don't be deceived of those who have everything that you think that is success. Because you're brainwashed and successful. For example, a sister has to be a certain type, a certain body. A brother has to be at this. And all of that stuff that's done by what? Not us. Not by Quran and Sunnah. By those who want to mislead you and derive you and make you enslaved to your own whims and desires. How many of us watch bad things or hear bad things, have left our identity because of that? Because I have to impress Tutu, Mimi, and Lulu, Sisu, and I'm talking about the brothers, not the sisters. How many of us have earrings or cut their hair, whatever, or dress a certain way, or follow a certain artist or a bard or whatever that is, because of the peer pressure and the loss of identity and so on and so forth? If you want to know what happened to us today, you have to know what yesterday. You have to go back in the past to understand that today and a better future. But it's too much to ask for one time. But it's a series that will address one at a time to give it its right and understand what this means. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who teach and follow the best of it. أقول ما تسمعون أستغفر الله فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد. Forgive me for being emotional, but what we see and what we hear is overwhelming. So bear with us. But we have a solution for you. We never leave you hanging. And we have a plan. Inshallah, by the end of this khutbah, you'll know it. However, let's go back to our identity, who we are. As Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu says, كنا قوم أذلة. We humiliated, insignificant. People what? Ate the maita? We eat the deceased? We kill one another? We use in usury and everything else that was wrong? We used to worship the statues and everything that was bad. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored us with Islam.
فمن ابتغى العزة في غير الإسلام أذله الله.
And if you seek honor in anything else other than Islam, Allah will humiliate you. And that's where we are right now. إلا من رحم الله.
Except those who Allah has mercy upon him. May Allah make us have mercy upon us, Ya Rabbi.
If you seek the honor and dignity in anything other than Islam, Allah will humiliate you. So what do you seek an honor with, Ya Shaykh? And the bint of Tartushi Basha, Basha. I belong to this family of lineage. Don't touch me, dude. I know lawyers. People will put you behind blah, blah, blah. You know, I have people that have swords and eagles and whatever. Yes? You know how many people follow me on Facebook? You know how much money I have in the bank? Don't mess with me, dude. I'll sue you.
May Allah help you, wallahi.
And look at the measuring stick of the prophets and messengers. And I will never let you despair. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a measuring stick. Even the best of us. The best of the five ulil azm. The strongest five prophets and messengers Allah give you an example. Even them, they were not exempt. That means if you've done your best to raise your children the proper way, and even if you lose them, you'll still be off the hook, but as long as you've done your best. Even Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam could not help his father. Even Prophet Nuh alayhi salam could not help his son. So don't despair as long as you've done your part. But this is not what we're here for. We're still concentrating on the youth. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula says, آمنوا, this fitya, آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى. These fitya, fitya mean their youth, their young people. They have fled a tyrant ruler. And how many tyrant rulers we have? MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. I mean, you know what? Tell me, when is a good ruler? It's called the mafhum al-mukhalafa. It's the opposite of whatever, the general. Most of us now, we know what we're talking about. But these young men, they fled a tyrant ruler with their own religion. Even though they were rich, in the Quran stated that. They had fiddah, they had silver, they had money. But they still did not go with that, whatever the whims and desires in the dunya. They went with their deen, they fled. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him wisam and sharaf. Give him the medal of honor. How honored are you among the youth, amongst us? Those that are mentioned in the Quran, how much honor do you want? More than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions you in the Quran, yutla bihi ila yawm al-qiyamah wa ta'abbad bi kulli harfin min bi'ashr hasanat. You are mentioned in the Quran that is active worship. For every letter is 10 hasanat, recited till judgment day. Jibreel came down from the seventh heaven over 1400 years to tell Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is in the Quran to testify for you against you among the youth. Saba'a yudhulluhum Allah. Seven types of people that will be shaded on judgment day with no shade except Allah's shade. Who are they? Tom and Dick and Harry and the Instagram this and the and the man that has whatever that sells the 168 billion or whatever it is that means? No. Is it among them? Is a shabun nasha fi ibadatillah. It will not be the fame and fortune that you're adding after. It is not those people who want to take you to hellfire. It's the one that Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula testified by them and took an oath that He will save them on judgment day. Shab nasha fi ibadatillah. A young man or a young woman that actually were raised in the obedience of Allah to worship Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. Not to worship any other whims and desires. Afaraita man ittakhadha ilahahu hawa. Have you not seen those who take their own whims and desires to be their God? So who do you worship, ya akhi? Your own whims and desires? Or do you worship Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula? And again, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula mentioned about the youth. It says, these are fitya. This is the youth. And says, ya ma'shar al-shabab. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was addressing the youth. Ya ma'shar al-shabab. O young men, O young women, as soon as you're able to get married, get married. Not having you all of this stuff that we make it so difficult. How many times have you heard me say this all the time? How many times? Wallahi, I will never stop. Unless we stop. Unless I stop getting the people complaining. I'm losing my child. Unless I don't hear Sheikh Abdullah Idris anymore, I'm losing it. Atheism is on the rise. Wake up and smell the hummus, man. It's not, don't stick your head in the sand. It's time for us to rise to the occasion. Alhamdulillah, I heard Prime Minister Imran Khan, Habibullah, and President Erdogan, Habibullah, and Prime Minister Mahathir, Habibullah, In the UN, they declared it, and I posted it, that they are going to start a new English channel to address the Islamophobia. You understand the war? As I said, there are no planes, there are no tanks, there are no bombs, there are silent killers. They're taking away your identity. They're taking away your dignity. They're taking away who you are. They're trying to tell you, don't associate with these people. Change your name, change your color, change whatever it is. Change your, and again, Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he says, the reason Islam is put in place and the Sharia that they're so afraid of, the ruling is for five. Hifz al-Din, wal-Nafs, wal-Aql, wal-Nasl, wal-Mal. Protect one's religion, protect one's life, protect one's sanity, protect one's treasure, protect your lineage. And your, he says, not, Imam al-Ghazali says, not one, any way of life or religion on the face of the earth will ever contradict this. لَيْسَ فِي أَيِّ مِلَّهِ عَلَى الْقَطْ أَبَدًا تُخَالِفْهَا. Nothing is against this. So understanding why, if you look back, we make it difficult. So when I talk to the youth, and I mentioned this before, you know why, man? Because we say, you know what, in order for you to get married, this guy's a walking hormone. 18 years old is the peak of his sexual drive. 18 years old, that's your son. He's a walking hormone, brothers and sisters. Let's talk. Gloves are off. No more time to waste. You're telling him, no, you can't get married. He's coming to you, dad. I'm going to commit zina. No, no, no. You see this sister here that you're running after? No, you can't have this girl. You have to finish this first and finish that first and have to have this much money. And we asked for too much money. Wallahi, just recently, a few days back, they're asking for so much money for their daughter. I go, what business? Are you selling your daughter? They say, no, it's not too much. You say, what? What, not too much, dude? You ask for this much money? And of course the brother's gonna run. And then they run back and they cry. Oh, I want him back. Well, you're selling your daughter. We said, buy the man, ya akhi. أَقَلُّهُنَّ مَأُونَ أَكْثَرَهُنَّ بَرَكَةً. Didn't Prophet Muhammad said that the less of an expense, the less of the bridal gift, the less of everything else the woman will cost us to get married and do the right thing, the more barakah, more blessing. No, no, no. I'm not worse than my cousin. My cousin needed blah, blah, blah. And she had the health insurance and blah, 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 blah. Five diamonds and seven stars and all of that stuff. And then we lose them. And it breaks before they start. Wallahi, we hit it all the time. So I'm begging you. Make it easy for your youth to get married. Why? Because sister blah, blah, in humanity, is telling, you know what, you want to have fun? It's easy, dude. Let's have fun. Do I have to have my PhD? No, 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 no. Do I have to get my family? No, do I have to be with the same tribe? Do I have to be in the same country? Do I have to be in the same blah, blah? No, let's have fun. Easy, easy. So we make what is halal difficult. What happens to haram? So easy. So your son says, you know what? I don't like this Islam thing, man. You guys have too much restrictions. We fail even to tell them why. Just do this. No explanation. No pun, no, nothing. Just don't do it. I'm this and I'm that. It's something. Wallahi, we fail miserably. So we're starting a new. Come, brothers and sisters. Come and learn how to talk, how to deal with them. So we're coming up with something. Hopefully, we'll address this, inshallah. So if the sister tells them, no problem, let's have fun, whatever it is, that would know it. Nothing, dude. And we make it so easy, difficult for them. What are they going to think? They don't like your Islam, man. Have to do this, I have to do that. No, I don't like it. Let me have fun with this, whatever. So what's the, how to counter this? Well, we're starting a new series that you heard, inshallah, about the khutbah, how to actually talk to your youth and hopefully address the issues that they're leaving for. But the one that I'm really excited about, something called walk the talk. We started something called the walk the talk. And you hear me talk about walk the talk all the time. So we're gonna teach our youth something. The akhlaq, for example, the character, or what is good to feed the poor. Then we're gonna take them, inshallah, we're gonna have a club called Walk the Talk. And we're gonna take them downtown Toronto with the food bags. Give them, to give the less fortunate than we are, the homeless. And then we're gonna talk about looking after the elder. Then we're gonna take him and tell him, go visit. And the one, the neighbor to you, the elder neighbor, and shovel the snow for your neighbor, the older one. Cut the grass for your neighbor, the older one. And we're going to tell them about the good of the visiting the sick. We're going to take them and go, let's go visit the people sick in the hospitals. Let's walk in the talk. Whatever we teach them now, we implement it like Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu warda used to do. تعلمنا العلم والعمل معا. We learn knowledge and action together. No more just lip service. So I'm telling you, inshallah, I'm giving this force of Allah a deadline. By the end of this year, we're starting it. At the beginning of the year, we'll have it. And we're also starting things online. Courses online. So access to everyone. We're starting a studio. Alhamdulillah, the mashayikh, the Sheikh Hussam is taking care of the youth. May Allah bless them. And the whole new coming is coming. So we need your support. Tomorrow we have a fundraiser. Especially for the youth initiative. Tomorrow at 6 o'clock, Lakeshore Convention Center. 6 o'clock. Come and support us. Because you will get the reward of reviving this ummah and saving our youth. That's all I'm going to have to ask you for today. I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla ta'ala to save our youth.
Amen.
Bring us back to Quran and Sunnah.
Amen.
I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla ta'ala to have mercy upon us all.
Amen.
Guide those who are misguided.
Amen.
Heal those who are ill. Amen. And have mercy upon those who are deceased.
Amen.
And I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla ta'ala to make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. Ameen. Wa akhira wa alhamdulillahi rabbil ameen. Wa sallam alayhi wa sahbihi wa ta'ameen. يا ربنا لك الحمد كما بلدي لا يوجب عليك سلطانك اللهم صل على محمد الاولين والاخرين رحمنا العالمين اللهم انصر الاسلام واعز المسلمين واعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين واوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشمت بنا الاعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وعافي مبتلانا ومبتلى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على آله وصحبه والتابعين من هاف شيخ وضيفة the janazah after the prayer Sunday. Oh, I'm sorry.